When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
106.7 The Fan. JP had to take care of some stuff with fam, holiday, Christmas time. Young kids got to be there for them, support them, let them know they got the backing. But joining us now, as he does every Friday, not every show gets this great opportunity. We have the governor of Maryland, one of the coolest dudes I ever met in my life, Governor Westmore, joining us. What's up, Gov? How you doing, man?
Man, that's big praise coming for you, man. That's big
hey,
praise.
Listen,
I appreciate
dog. You are a cool dude, man. Look, I talk to people and say, yeah, we have the governor come on all the time. Like, really? I'm like, yeah, he's cool. But, Gov, from what I get, you're at 50 and 25.
Let's go.
And you got five games this week.
That's right.
So what I'm
going to
do.
Before we even keep going, who's got numbers like those? 50 and 25?
Hey,
who has numbers like those?
Not many people, bro. So I told him earlier, get that pen and pad together and pick who you pick and then we have some money.
So we're gonna
start out with the sorriest game out there, the Bucks taking on the Cowboys. Where you going?
I'm glad you started with them because this is gonna be quick. I told you, the Cowboys will just continue to lose, man. This team is cursed as long as they. I mean, and listen, with all due respect to all of our Cowboys fans out there, when y'all have Jerry as an owner who is sitting there trying to be the GM, the president, the offensive coordinator, it's not going to work out well. So this is going to be a Bucks win.
All right, Bucks win here, and we're going to move on. And there's another game going on. I'm going to save that one for later. All right, we got the Vikings who've been playing absolutely terrific. The Vikings are taking on. Well, the Seattle Seahawks are going to Minnesota. Who are you going to?
Yeah.
I mean, Vikings are going to Seattle. Will you take that?
Yeah, no, and the fact that it's in Seattle does matter. But the fact that the Vikings are playing really good football matters more. You watch and you see how Geno, and the challenge with Geno is that he's very streaky. When he's playing well, he's actually, you know, plays really good football. But he is deeply inconsistent, and I think that makes it very hard when you're playing against a team that's playing consistently good football right now. And so I think on this one, you got to go with the Vikings. I think the Vikings also have something really important to play for. I think they understand that the playoffs are coming up. And when you look at the heat of the heat of the playoffs, you know, you want to be hot and you want to be healthy. And the Vikings are showing evidence of both things. So I think the Vikings going, they take this one on the road.
All right. You got the Vikings there. We got the Texans, super hot young team going to Kansas City. Pat Mahomes is supposed to have a mild high ankle sprain, which means he's going to play. Who do you think? Texas or Kansas City?
You know, this one is actually one that that does give me some pause. I'm going with Kansas City. I'm going with the Chiefs because as long as you tell me Mahomes is going to be on the field, it's just really difficult to go against Kansas City. I mean, and listen, if you want to beat a king, you got to beat the king. And no one's figured out a way of being able to beat them. These dudes have had basically one loss in about a full calendar year.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of insane when you think about how well they've been playing over the process of this past year. However, the Texans are hot and they have a good squad. and their defense is real. But I do think that the Chiefs are going to be really hard to beat. And as long as Mahomes is on the field, don't tell me what's wrong with him. Because everything you tell me that's wrong with him in terms of his ankle, I can tell you 10 things that are right with him.
There you go. People keep telling me, oh, man, well, analytics say they're not really that good of a team. They're 13-1.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. Exactly. I don't give a damn about analytics.
Analytics are going to watch them get a first-round bye.
That's what they're going to watch. Definitely. All right, we'll go up to Baltimore, and we got the Steelers coming to the Ravens. Tough game before.
Yeah, man. I'm hearing all these people talk about the Steelers are going to win. First of all, and look, the Steelers beat them before. First of all, let's be clear. It is very difficult to beat a team in your division twice during the year. Division games are different, and I think we might see the same thing, with the Eagles, and I know we'll get to that in a second. But I hear people that the Steelers beat the Ravens the first time around. But I do want to be clear, and when you're looking at what Lamar Jackson is doing right now.
Oh yes.
I mean, this dude, and I understand all the hype about Josh Allen. I get it. Josh Allen is a fine quarterback, and Josh Allen really might win MVP. But let's be clear. It will not be a runaway, because with the way Lamar Jackson is playing right now, Lamar Jackson is saying, do not ever forget about me in these conversations. And I think we're also seeing a Baltimore team that is playing at home, and a Baltimore team who understands that a win puts them in very real contention to not just win the division, but also really end up, getting yourself in a good position to have playoff all throughout the playoffs until we play, Kansas City. and they know they got to win this thing. Yeah. They have to. And so this is a must-win situation in many ways for both teams. It's a must win for the Baltimore Ravens. We are at home. And so I think the Baltimore Ravens pull this one off. And I think the Baltimore Ravens are the underdogs. But I go with this one as an upset.
All right. And coming up the rear, we got the Eagles against the Commanders. And just like that game before, the Eagles got them last time. Will the Commanders come back and say, hey, don't forget about us?
Yeah, and listen, I mean, and before I even get to the game, let me also just say that when I say don't forget about us, don't forget about Maryland as being the future home of the Commanders. Again, I have said it before, and I will say it again. Maryland is the best, it is the easiest, and it's the fastest path to a new stadium and a whole new game experience for the fans that we will see for the Commanders. And even though this is going to be a good game, and listen, I think these last games are what we're going to watch. Jaden Daniels, he's going to completely solidify and wrap up the rookie of the year. I think he's had that kind of year. I think he'll continue having a good season. I also just think that the Eagles are really playing good football right now. I was not convinced by the Eagles for two reasons, and you noticed me. I was not convinced because of their coaching. Uh-huh. Because I felt like their coaching had lost the locker room, and I was not convinced because they hadn't beaten anybody. But look at it. Over the past couple weeks, they had beaten the Baltimore Ravens, and they had turned around and beaten the Pittsburgh Steelers. You cannot ignore that.
Yeah.
And I think they are playing really good football. I think the fact that Lattimore is back, or Lattimore is playing, is going to be a big thing for the Commanders. But the problem is Lattimore doesn't play on the D-line.
Yeah.
The problem is the offensive line of the Eagles is so strong that they are able to open ridiculous holes for Saquon. They're able to give great protection for Jalen Hurts. And so I do think that the Eagles, I think the Eagles come down to Northwest and then pull off a win here.
All right. Well, I'm hoping that the Eagles are a little too happy and they're going to look at that game and say, oh, we blew them out, when ultimately for three quarters, the Commanders actually were beating them.
And let me be clear. Yeah. I hope that too. I hope the Eagles come down and get their clocks cleaned.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, I want the Commanders to win this game. I want them to win it badly. But I think that when we're watching what it means to go into the playoffs both healthy and hot, I think the Eagles right now are defining what it looks like to be healthy and hot going into the playoffs.
All right, Gov, you're sitting at 50-25. So after this, I'm expecting you to be 54-26. And I'm going for the Commanders on this game.
Let me tell you, if that is my only loss of the week, I will be a very, very happy man. Trust me.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Well, all right, you got the Bucks. He said the Bucks are going to beat the Cowboys, which I'm pulling for. Vikings to beat the Seahawks in Seattle. We got the Texans to lose to Kansas City. And then we're going to have the Ravens win, and he picked the Eagles. The one that I'm kind of putting the little hex on to make sure that go the other direction. but good luck to you, Gov.
We'll talk. Hex away, man. Hex away.
Cool. Good luck to you. We'll talk to you next week, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, my guy. Hey, listen, I'll see you at the game.
All right, definitely. I'll definitely be there. All right, it's Governor Westmore joining us here on B. Mitchell Finney, 106.7 The Fan, as he does every week. And listen, man, it's hot. He has some great, great picks out there, and he normally gets it done. Nathan, what you want me to do here? Keep going or take a break?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, we keep going here. So now, let me give you my take. As I watch this football game, and I look at the previous game when they played up there, early on, we were giving them fits. We just couldn't close out anything. And I know a lot of people try to put that in Jaden Daniels' lap, and I'll say a portion of it was. But a quarterback is a guy who depends on the other people around him. And he had three of his offensive linemen with two or more injuries. And he was getting pressured all types of ways. The defense was playing outstanding against their offense. And then all of a sudden, when you keep missing opportunities and you keep putting your defense back on the field, they're going to get tired. So in this game, I think, as Landfield stated, we have to run the football. But I think we got to also take advantage of situations and give people that playmakers a chance. And if I think we need to have some long sustained drives with touchdowns at the end, and if we do that, we change up their comfortability when it comes down to their offense. They start trying to throw the ball more than run. Listen, when Saquon is running, that team is deadly. If that team gets behind and they just have Hurts throwing it, he is not like what he used to be. So he will turn the ball over. So I think the key is for us to run the football effectively and put pressure on them to have to throw it, because as smart as people try to give all these offensive coordinators, soon as they see somebody score a touchdown, they scrap their damn game plan and they start letting the ball go through the air. So ultimately for me, I need to see us run it effectively, stop the run. We got to win the turnover battle. You know, if you have extra possessions with a guy like a Jaden Daniels, you're going to have more points than the other team. So that's what I'm looking for, us to go out there, run it, stop the run, and also win the turnover battle. You can mark that up every week. I'm always talking about the turnover battle, because if you can force them and you don't do them, you win. We could go back and check in history. The team that has won the turnover battle probably win 95% of the football games. It's very rare you win the turnover battle and then you turn around and lose the football game. So ultimately, we need to make sure we do that. If there are no turnovers whatsoever, then you have to win the penalty battle. So as I get ready to go to sleep tonight and then tomorrow night and wake up in the morning before I start my day on Sunday, I'm asking God to make sure that the crew that we had last week in New Orleans don't be nowhere close to our stadium. Because that crew is, you can do whatever you want, and they're going to make sure the other team is in the game. So if it's anybody with Sean Hockley, if you see them landing in the city, make sure you send them back where they came from. I don't trust them. I think the league shouldn't trust them because they're going to make people question the damn NFL because they see stuff that nobody sees. And there's no way you're supposed to be stopping the game. So get your crew together, get that right. But we have to win the turnover battle.
B. Mitch, I just looked it up. We do not have Sean Hockley this week.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. No Sean Hockley, we have a chance.
We got Sean Smith.
Nah, Hockley.
Well, he's in Vegas.
Against who?
Vegas against Jacksonville.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, they gave him the worst game of the week.
Hey, no. Normally when you are the better staff, you mm-hmm. get the bigger games, right?
Yep, yeah.
When you're the worst staff, you normally get the worst game.
Mm-hmm.
What's the record between those two?
Oh, I don't have that here, but I got to imagine it's pretty terrible.
I think Jacksonville has won two games. That's the most they could have won. I would think that the Raiders have won two games. It's not popping up for me.
All right, the Jaguars are 3-11, and the Raiders are 2-12.
Okay, 5-23. That's exactly where Hockley need to be. Oh, you know one thing. You know where he won't be after week 18, where he won't be refereeing? Playoff games. If he's in a playoff game, the league should be, they need to be shot, straight up. All right, let's take a quick break here. We get back, we'll finish up this show. I told you what I think should happen in the game. And I know there are some fans out there, you watch the game as close as I do, as anybody else. Told you who the captains are, so I know they're going to be led properly. I want to find out from you all, what do you think this team need to do to get a victory this week as they face they're hot Philadelphia Eagles. What do they need to do to make sure the Eagles are cooled off when they come down here to the West, as Jeff called it? Be Mitchell Philly, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be back.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.